Support for a parliamentary inquiry into the Australian media is gaining momentum, but not everyone agrees on how diversity within the industry should be supported. Eric Beecher argued in a post on Crikey that there is no democratic or economic rationale to support suggestions that News Limited should be forced to divest any of its Australian newspapers. He also says that government should help fund new media initiatives and that Senator Bob Brown and the Greens Party should stop posturing about the theory of media diversity and do something about its practice. For the State Reporter, Nathan Coates spoke with Eric Beecher, the Chair of Private Media, responsible for the publication of Crikey.
It's completely impractical at every level, legal, fiduciary, even a sovereign risk level, for a government to force any business to divest businesses that they've owned for a long time. I think it would send an appalling message, and I don't think it would ever be seriously considered. So that's not a practical option. But I guess what concerns me is that when people have considered the idea of a inquiry into Australian media and particularly concentration of ownership, that divestiture option seems to be the one that people are focused on. And my view is that there's another way of dealing with getting the balance addressed, and that's by encouraging new media players.
But just on the divesting of Australian newspapers on behalf of News Limited, isn't the democratic rationale that media diversity is a critical ingredient for healthy democracy, and that a campaign against someone or something by News Limited is devastating because of their hold on the press?
Look, the principle is absolutely right, but the practical solution is not to force divestiture. I mean, we can have the argument or the discussion, but it won't happen. You know, trust me, this will never happen, nor should it happen. You know, you can't have a situation where governments go around forcing, you know, companies to divest assets that they've owned for a long time, unless there's been some, you know, huge new development or catalyst for that, and there hasn't. I mean, what's changed?
You've also suggested that instead of posturing about the theory of media diversity, Senator Bob Brown and the Greens should use their political influence to do something about its practice. What can government do on this issue?
The problem is that there is too much ownership of media, particularly journalism and quality journalism and that kind of media, the media that affects the political debate and society. There's too much of that in the hands of one organisation, News Limited, who own roughly 70% of capital city and national newspapers. They also own a big chunk of the online audience that supports those newspapers. And so how do you redress that? How do you get that 70% down? So the way that's been discussed is you cut them back, and I'm arguing that that's not feasible and fair and won't happen. But the other way is to build the other 30% up so it gets bigger and the 70% gets smaller, and that's where I think they should focus their attention. How to encourage new media players to enter the market. Now, I should add a caveat here. I have a huge conflict of interest here because I'm one of the owners deeply involved in a whole series of online media operations, and in theory, if something like that happened, I may be a beneficiary of that, so people can take that the way they want to. But I'm one of the very, very few people who is actually involved in independent media on any scale, and I know how it works, and I strongly believe that if there were incentives and practical measures to encourage new players to enter the media, that in my view, would result in more media diversity.
Just getting back to the 30% being encouraged and the 70% being left as is in terms of the Australian press, isn't it true that for the 30% to grow, that the 70% needs to be somewhat disempowered? Too often, alternatives are kept out of the media because of the stranglehold that News Limited has.
I think when you talk about press, that is newspapers or magazines, I think that's right, because the barriers to entry involved in print media are high because of the costs. But we live in a different world now, and that's really part of the point that I was trying to make, was that online in particular, the barriers to entry are much lower, and the ability for new players to come in online and create commercial, viable alternative media to news, limited in particular, exists now. And as I say, I speak from experience because I'm involved in a whole string of websites, and you know we're hiring journalists every week, and we're employ 100 people and so on. So it can be done, and we've done that without any incentives. In fact, you know, we get the opposite of incentives. But and I'm not talking about it from our point of view. I'm just talking more generally that I strongly believe that if there were incentives, financial, other incentives, which wouldn't cost the government much money in the totality, and I suspect they could find it from within existing budgets, I think you would see hundreds of flowers blooming.
And on that, in terms of some of the solutions that you have put forward, and specifically you've said that the government should use its resources to help fund new media ventures, as you've mentioned. But some of this could include tax breaks for investors in independent media and diverting funding from the ABC if required. I'm just wondering how the ABC and News Limited might respond to that, tax breaks and a diversion of funds.
Well, I think News Limited may respond negatively, but, you know, it's not going to hurt them necessarily. I mean, this is nothing radical in terms of other industries, and it's nothing radical in terms of other countries. So with other industries in this country, as we all know, there are all sorts of industry incentives to encourage the growth of particular industries. In this case, the motivation is as much to do with society as it is commercial. That is, it's in the interest of the health of our democracy that there is more diversity. And so that's the reason why the government would do it, as well as building new media industries when the old media industries are in decline. In France, for example, the government spends hundreds of millions of dollars a year supporting the growth of journalism and independent journalism, and other countries, Scandinavian countries and some others, do that as well. So there's all sorts of mechanisms. I'm not necessarily saying that, you know, doing it through the ABC or doing it through specific tax breaks or other mechanisms are necessarily the best way to do it. I'm just simply saying that there are all sorts of precedents for this sort of thing, and, you know, it'd be up to the government to figure out the best way of doing it.
Nathan Coates was speaking there to Eric Beecher, the chair of Crikey Publishing Company Private Media.